This is a Momentum podcast, a podcast about all things momentum.
Ever feel like you're just drowning in media news?
Totally.
It's like mergers and new tech and streaming wars every day.
Every day.
And you, dear listener, you decided to just dive right into the deep end with all of these articles and reports about the Canadian media scene.
Yeah, it's a lot.
We've got articles from, well, big names, Broadcast Dialogue and Cart.ca, and we've even gained some more, like, I don't know, futury stuff from companies like Momentum Media and Validate.
Oh.
And even, like, a fancy Vegas conference invite.
Wow, you really weren't kidding about that deep end, huh? This is a gold mine. But it's smart, though. See, if you want to actually understand the media landscape in Canada, you got to look past the stuff we watch and listen to.
You mean the actual shows and music?
Exactly. You got to understand the companies, the tech, you know, all the stuff going on behind the scenes that shapes what we actually end up seeing and hearing.
That's all connected.
Totally.
So no more waiting in the shallow end for us.
Right.
We are diving deep today to figure out, like, the big trends and what they mean for you, dear listener.
Sounds good to me.
And one thing is clear: consolidation, consolidation, consolidation.
Yeah, that's the theme, isn't it? It's everywhere in these sources.
Everywhere.
It's a battle for, well, for eyeballs, for ears, for our attention.
Yeah. And some big players are making big moves.
Huge moves.
Speaking of, the biggest one that's got everyone talking is Rogers buying Bell's stake in MLSE.
Oh, yeah, that was huge.
And for those of you who aren't diehard hockey fans, that's Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment.
I mean, that's a big deal even if you aren't a hockey fan.
Oh, for sure.
Like, this is massive.
It's not just like some fantasy sports team up, right?
No.
This is big time stuff.
It could totally change sports broadcasting, like the whole landscape.
Wow.
We could be talking exclusive deals, more expensive cable packages.
Don't even say it.
Maybe even some of the smaller players get squeezed out.
So it's like a high stakes poker game and Rogers just went all in.
Basically.
Wow. Well, as if that wasn't enough corporate drama for one episode.
Right.
We've got the curious case of Corus Entertainment.
Yeah. What's the deal with them?
They're kind of sending mixed messages, don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because, like, on the one hand, we've got Cart.ca and Broadcast Dialogue reporting that, their credit rating got downgraded.
Never a good sign, right?
Not really. But then, on the other hand, they're launching, wait for it, two new lifestyle channels.
Bold move.
Bold. And Broadcast Dialogue had a whole big thing about it.
So, what, are they struggling or are they, like, conquering the world? It's hard to say.
I know. It's like, imagine a struggling artist who, like, suddenly books a lead role in a huge movie.
Uh-huh. Perfect analogy.
Are they tightening their belts or are they just setting the stage for something even bigger and bolder?
What's your take?
I need your expert opinion here. What's going on with Corus?
You know, it just shows you that these companies, they're always balancing risk and opportunity. Like, the credit downgrade, that definitely means they're a little vulnerable.
Yeah.
But launching those new channels, that's them taking a risk, trying to reach more people, you know, make more money.
High risk, high reward.
Exactly. It's a real tightrope walk, and I, for one, am very interested to see how it plays out.
Well, consider me fully invested in this Corus cliffhanger. But hey, it's not all, you know, billion-dollar deals and corporate boardrooms in Canadian media, is it?
Oh, definitely not.
There's more to it.
Way more.
One thing I keep seeing everywhere, and I mean everywhere, is this audio attribution.
Right, the hot topic.
Like, even Validate, that company, everyone's talking about them.
They're kind of a big deal right now.
But I'll be honest, I kind of needed, like, the ELI-5 version of what it even is.
ELI-5.
Yeah, explain it to me like I'm five. So, audio attribution, what's the deal? Why is everyone so excited about it?
It's kind of like this. Imagine if we could track radio ads like we track online ads.
Wait, really?
That's basically what Validate's saying they can do.
So you're telling me we're going to know exactly who's listening to that, like, super cheesy jingle for, say, Discount Tires?
Maybe.
And when they're listening to it? And if they, like, actually pull over and buy tires because of it?
That's the idea.
Get out of town.
It's about getting hard data, real conversions. Did a radio ad lead to an actual sale? A website visit? That kind of thing.
Wow.
That's the game changer.
So it's not even the game anymore. It's a whole different sport.
I like that.
Just imagine all the possibility. Like, radio salespeople walking into meetings with, like, charts and graphs.
Oh, I can see it now.
Instead of just, like, gut feelings and, you know, that old school charm.
Data-driven radio.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool if you ask me.
Yeah.
And it shows how traditional media is adapting. Like, digital's been the cool kid for so long, But radio's fighting back, showing it can actually get results.
Right.
Measurable results.
And speaking of fighting back, we can't forget Radio Player Canada.
Oh, yeah. They're going up against Spotify and Apple Music.
The big guys.
And they're doing it the Canadian way. Teamwork.
It's a classic underdog story.
Totally. But there's power in numbers, right? Radio Player Canada, they're all about bringing Canadian radio stations together to make an amazing streaming experience.
So they're pooling all their resources.
Yeah, using tech, showing that local voices still matter in this, like, global world of music.
It's like they're creating, like, the ultimate Canadian playlist, right?
Exactly.
A little Montreal indie, some East Coast Celtic.
Don't forget the classic CanCon rock.
Of course. But with all this talk about, you know, tech and business,
yeah,
it's easy to forget that there are real people behind all of this,
right?
Like actual humans with, you know, hopes and dreams and career goals.
Exactly. And your sources actually reflect that. Like Broadcast Dialogue, they have that revolving door section.
Oh, right, right.
It's tracking all the job changes, people moving up.
Yeah.
It reminds you that there's like a whole lot of talent in this industry.
Yeah.
People with ambition.
Totally. It's like a whole drama, you know, like a movie waiting to happen, all the behind the scenes stuff.
Oh, for sure.
The competition for like the best time slot, the ratings.
It's high stakes.
Totally. Speaking of high stakes, what about that Vegas thing, the event?
Oh, the Great Canadian Suite.
It sounds fancy.
It's a great time, really, under the bright lights of Vegas.
Mm.
But it's, you know, it's all about showcasing Canadian talent.
Nice.
Reminds you that beyond, you know, the mergers and the tech, there are all these creative people out there.
Musicians, writers, actors.
All of them. Telling stories that connect with people.
All across Canada.
And beyond. Let's not forget about all the Canadian stuff that makes it big internationally.
That's true. We've got some big talent. But it all comes back to that event you mentioned, right? WABE 2024.
Exactly.
Forging ahead in media's new landscape. It's like the perfect tagline.
It really is. It's a time of massive change, and the future is, well, it's being written right now.
And here we are trying to keep up with it all.
Making sense of it.
Exactly. But, you know, we covered a lot today, like a lot. We talked about the big corporate stuff, the technology, and even like the heart of it all, the people.
Creative spirit.
Yeah. But I think as we wrap up this deep dive, there's one big question we didn't really get to.
What's that?
Well, we talked about how technology and, you know, all these business deals are changing the media landscape.
Right.
But what does it all actually mean? Like, how is this going to change the stories we hear, the music, the show?
Is that the big one?
Right. Will this lead to, like, more diversity? Will the content get better, more creative?
Hmm.
Or will it just be, like, all about the bottom line, you know? Just chasing those algorithms. I don't know. It's something to think about, isn't it?
It is.
Consider that your deep dive homework.
I like it.
Until next time.